Mr. President, let me begin by congratulating you on the assumption of the chair of this conference and by assuring you of my delegation's full support as we carry on to promote the effective implementation of Protocol 5 of the CCW. We continue to believe in the value of this protocol as it has contributed significantly to alleviating the suffering of and preventing additional damage to people in post-conflict situations. Explosive remnants of war are not only a source of humanitarian concern, but also hinders the realization of sustainable development goals through its reverberating impacts on a national level. As such, we would like to stress the call for universalization of this protocol, as well as the importance of transparency and confidence building, specifically through completing detailed annual reports. Needless to say, these provide the backbone of resources for the implementation of the convention. Mr. President, in responding to the challenges brought by the ERWs, the Republic of Korea has been providing necessary assistance to the affected states in accordance with Article 7 and 8 of the protocol, on top of faithfully implementing relevant provisions at the domestic level. We have so far made a financial contribution of over $90 million, both bilaterally as well as multilaterally, through the UN Voluntary Trust Fund and UN Development Program to assist the victims of mines and ERWs. Our assistance programs focus on the rehabilitation and capacity building of victims while incorporating the ownership of the affected states, harmonization among stakeholders, and coordination between recipient and donor countries. With these remarks, I would once again like to reiterate full support and cooperation of my delegation in making this year's annual conference a success. Thank you, Mr. President.